Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Good morning, Wicket.
This has become my life. Not just from a couple of weeks ago in a hotel. My wife has figured out how to beat me fixing her snoring. So, this is my first world problem.
Well, it's also hers because I have seen her around the office twice asking different people for advice.
Yeah.
Because it's bothering her, too.
Well, so that was in the hotel, and my problem with staying in the hotel was I can't adjust, our bed adjusts, the feet and the head, it's an adjustable base bed. It's the best thing ever, because when she snores, I just start propping her up about 3 inches up and up and up and up. And usually by the time we wake up in the morning about six with the kids or whatever, she gets up when I'm here, or when I leave at four, she is like sitting at a 90 degree angle. She hates it. But now I can usually buy myself 5-10 minutes to fall back asleep. Now we are getting to the point, maybe she's just so tired, she falls right back asleep and into the snoring routine within 30 seconds of me. The last couple of days, I have been here in the studio much earlier. Not that I don't want to be here, but I've been much earlier because I lay there at 3:30 in the morning and I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? It's not like I can go do anything. The three kids are asleep upstairs. The wife is snoring right next to me. I've already showered the night before. Like, what? I'll just go into laser and get prepared for the show. Make Andy Hall happy.
So snoring to me is so relaxing.
God. Are you kidding?
I need to crack a bang just to, I heard the snoring and it was like a trigger, like putting me out.
I cannot stand it. And I, like yesterday, I was in here about 3:45 in the morning. I was in here real early and I'm researching how to stop, how do you help women from snoring? Because I used to snore and I got one of those jaw things that keeps your mouth open, like the two mouthpiece things. And it cured my snoring within 6 weeks. It was great. And it fixed a click in my jaw, which was awesome. So I want her to get one of those. We tried Breathe Right strips. They don't do anything for her.
Those work for me.
Okay.
I was going to say, after your whole snoring conversation, I said to Marcus, I have snored in the past.
Sure.
And I know that wearing the Breathe Right nose strips works and fixes it. I just don't like them because they affect the pores on my nose.
I understand.
So if I wear them all the time, then I have to deal with potential acne on my nose, and that's annoying.
You need to go Breathe Right Biore, Breathe Right Biore, Breathe Right Biore strips, right?
Yeah. So I don't use them unless I need them. So it's not just like, hey, why not? The dogs don't care.
And now you factor in like the allergy season that's hitting now. It's like she just can't breathe, and I'm not mad at her.
Right.
She's not doing it on purpose. If she was like, guess what I'm going to do tonight, Wicket? Snore my ass off.
That would be fun, though, if this was just a little bit of toy. It's like how they say women kill men slow. Like, men kill women immediately if they're going to kill someone.
Right, yeah,
they use a weapon.
Yeah.
Women kill men with cholesterol. Delicious bacon.
I do that to
fun
myself.
Foods. Annoying you to death with our snoring.
That sounds about right. So that is one of my... I'm sure I have multiple first world problems today. Like last week, I couldn't talk about Doctor Strange 2, and I still can't. But that's my first world problem today. My wife, the snoring is getting worse, and we don't know what to do. So I don't want you to call in and solve my snoring problem. We are addressing it. We have like five different things. And she's like, well, I really need to diet better. I need to work out. Maybe we try the mouth thing. There's all these different things you can do. You can buy pillows.
You can put one of those machines on her face.
Because now that's where I'm going to go to. Do I need to get her a CPAP?
Right.
Because do I have to start worrying about her stopping breathing?
It's scary when someone stops breathing next to you.
I've gone down that rabbit hole, and it's not a rabbit hole I want to go down to. And I'm like, great, sleep apnea. It's a serious thing. It's a lot of people suffer from it. It can kill you.
It's a good argument for cuddling because it's like, well, we have to cuddle. because I have to know if you stop breathing.
But I really would rather sleep. So then I can't even put her in the living room because she's if her snoring is that bad, she's going to wake the kids up because the kids are all up on the second floor. We're on the first floor. And she's like, well, should I just put the twins in a room together and go get a guest bedroom? I'm like, no, let's just figure this out. Let's solve the snoring problem mm-hmm. together. There's a lot of different ways to do it. So
First World Friday
yes!
and Wicked's Wife Snoring, powered by Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun. We see you on the phones. We'll be right with you. 515-244-1033 or on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
First World Fridays, we talk about your air quote problems.
You're listening to Heather and Wicked. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Now, Wicked's has to do with his wife snoring.
It's getting worse. That's not- Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Mark.
Mark, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
What's up, Mark?
First world problem. I know you're talking about your wife and her snoring. Sleep apnea is a serious thing. Did you ever hear her stop snoring to where it's like 10, 15 seconds where you don't hear anything?
No, I don't think so. I just think it's... I hear her stop snoring because she like rolls over and then kicks right back on.
Because sleep apnea is a big thing when that happens.
Oh, I know.
I have it. I stopped breathing. Before I got my CPAP, I stopped breathing 7 times for 30 seconds each hour.
Did you do a sleep study?
Yep.
Where?
Des Moines Sleep Specialist. Up there in Clive.
Shout out to Des Moines Sleep Specialist.
Clive in the house.
They're pretty good.
I would love to do a sleep study just because I like the idea of someone watching me sleep.
Oh, my God.
It's like an angel watching over you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mark.
Hey, you're welcome. Love you guys.
You too, man. Have a good day. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Brian in Urbandale.
Brian, what's your first world problem?
I have this 80-pound boxer dog.
What's their name?
His name's Braxton.
Oh. And like, for the contraction, Braxton Hicks?
Oh, my God. No!
Well, boxers are kind of spazzy, so like a contraction.
Well, I adopted him from a friend of mine, and he named him after Toni Braxton.
That was my second guess, the R&B singer from the 90s.
So what is the problem with Braxton?
Braxton is the biggest baby you'll ever come across. He's got to be sitting on my lap when I'm trying to watch a movie, and he's got to sleep with me in bed, and he snored.
I was born a dog. I identify as a dog, but according to my mom, it's just a baby.
Oh, Wicked. Braxton.
I just love that you referenced something that happens to a pregnant woman. The Braxton Hicks contractions. Look at you.
Toni Braxton was my second guess, Wicked.
Did you love Unbreak My Heart?
I think that I did. And you know what? I would bet money that I have it.
Do you have Unbreak My Heart? Wait a minute. We don't have Unbreak My Heart in the Laser library. Is this part of A to Z? Do I never? Of course we do. I'm not gonna lie, but this is a jam right here.
Going out to Braxton in Urbandale.
The 80-pound boxer.
Just the baby.
If that dog snores and my wife snores, maybe Braxton and I go sleep over at Brian and Urbandale's house. And Braxton can come sleep next to my wife. She loves giant dogs.
Boxers are good cuddlers.
Yeah, probably better than we.
Great dogs.
I bet, yeah. What is your first world problem? 515-244-1033. You can also hit us up on Facebook like Tiffany did, who said, my cat attacked my coffee machine as it was brewing before I got out of bed. I woke up to no coffee, and I had to make a new pot. Now I have to wait for both. And you probably have to clean up a bunch of coffee because cats are a-holes. And then Tiffany writes, and by the way, that cat just sits there back in the corner like, yes, clean, feed me as well. Tiffany writes, my first world problem is having multiple vehicles. It sucks when gas is over $4 a gallon and they all need gas.
First World Friday, powered by Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
John.
John, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
John, what's your first world problem?
I am going to the tattoo convention this weekend, all 3 days, and I have to wait all the way to Sunday to get inked.
Oh, what are you getting? And where are you getting it?
I am working on a hot rod themed sleeve, and I'll be on my right arm, and I'll be getting tattooed all day Sunday.
Nice.
How long are you in the chair?
All day, 9 hours, eight hours, 4 hour break, 4 hours.
Oh, and is your artist local or are they coming in for this?
Nope, it's Tattoo Mama, Stacy Sopa from West Liberty.
Wow. Do you have to reserve 9 hours of their time?
I did. I made my appointment in January.
They must love it when one person calls in and is like, yeah, I need 9 hours in your chair, because then they can just book, instead of having to make like four appointments. They just book one and then draw a line. They must love that.
Yeah, she was super stoked, and I am so happy to have her tattooing me.
I don't know if I'll be there on Sunday, but I'll be there sometime this evening. If you're around and you see me, please say hello. I am blonde, and I'll be wearing black, and I'll be with a tattooed dude.
All right, and my daughter's getting tattooed by the same lady tonight, so I might see you there.
Oh, yeah! I think we'll be there around 8. I know that they go till 10. I don't know if you'll be there that late, but...
Starts at 2 today.
Yeah.
By the way, what's your daughter getting?
She was in an accident and had a central line, and she is getting a turtle to cover the scar.
I love the tattoo artists that transform something that's already on our bodies into something that is intentional that we want there.
Absolutely.
John, mm-hmm. You rock, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm on the way to work.
Kevin, what's your first world problem, bro?
Prioritizing when to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
I posted something on Twitter yesterday that adult peer pressure is seeing your neighbor mow their lawn.
Oh, I had a neighbor mowing last night at like 9 o'clock, and I loved it. I loved it because I like the idea of mowing late when it's not as hot.
Oh, my. I chose the hottest time of the day yesterday to mow like an idiot, but it's my only window.
It was too hot to mow, and I wish I could mow this morning, but I got to go to work.
Well, it's going to be a lot cooler this weekend than it has been the last couple of days, so you'll find time this weekend.
No, Athena's got a dog show.
Dog show! Dog show! Good luck, Athena!
I love how he just shot me down. You can watch the, you can walk, you know, cut it this weekend. No,
no
wicket. No dog show. Your first world problems are welcome at 515-244-1033. Charlotte writes, I'm trying to decide between a normal theater or IMAX to see Doctor Strange 2, which we finally get to see tomorrow.
What do you think, Wicket?
IMAX,
you're an expert.
I've never seen an MCU movie in IMAX, and it's I only have seen like two movies in IMAX in my life, and it's almost too much for me. It's almost too intense for me.
You're overstimulated.
It's very, very loud. But I would go IMAX. I mean, it's awesome. The movie needs a big screen. It needs the sound and all that. I would go IMAX. Terry's. I don't know if this is East Side Terry. But Terry's first world problem is having to wait 22 more months to retire. Guess what, Terry? I'm looking at 22 more years, if not more. Who knows if retirement's even going to be a thing 20
I
years
like
from now.
The only thing longer than that is the gestation period of an elephant, which is, I think, 20. I'm looking this up now. Um, 22 months, yep. The only thing longer is the gestation period of an elephant.
All right. 656.
First World Fridays.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Kimberly, where are you calling from?
I'm actually driving in from Marshalltown to Des Moines.
Home of the best burger in Iowa, Marshalltown, Iowa.
Yes.
I've actually never ate there. We just moved to Marshalltown.
Well, now I know what your weekend plans are. Go to the Flying Elbow.
Maybe. We'll see.
What's your first world problem?
Okay, so the traffic is always really crazy on 330-65, and my biggest problem is people do not know which direction they're supposed to be driving. So there's constantly people driving north on the southbound lane.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're like in the wrong direction. Like two lanes go south, two lanes go north, and there's always, every single day, somebody going north on a southbound lane. We just have too many streets for these people to understand.
That's called fireball.
Wait. They're going the wrong way on the street?
Yeah.
And this happens every day?
Every single day.
Why don't we hear about mayhem on these freeway roads from Mary Day, from Marshalltown into Des Moines every day?
I don't know.
Do we need to get the highway patrol over there to make sure
cops. Like, I don't know, like, if they eventually get pulled over, but a couple times I've had to call the cops, like, hey, there's a Jeep going, like, north on the southbound lane, like.
It's like those Allstate commercials.
My BFF Becky Texan says she's kissed Johnny. Well, that's a problem, because I like Johnny. Becky's not even hot. And if you've got cut rate insurance, you could be paying for this yourself. So the Allstate, you can save money and be better prepared for mayhem.
Like, yeah, better have some full coverage insurance.
Yeah, no kidding, Wicket.
I just picture
Marshalltown.
The way she's describing it on that freeway from Marshalltown into Des Moines, like, I picture just Fury Road. I just picture a Bristol race, like. People are just going the wrong way on the freeway. The way she describes it, it just sounds like chaos going on.
We're going to have to talk to Front Row Paul and see if this
right?
is true.
It's our Marshalltown insider. Mm-hmm. Bruce's first world problem is, in every vehicle that I drive, either the AC is not working or it's not working good enough. And actually, we have the minivan, we have the car. The car, the AC is not working. And they fixed the AC. You know when they fixed the AC? The day you and I threw out the first ball at the iCubs game last year, and now it doesn't work. Well, it's not like we had a lot of hot days.
But is it supposed to go more than a year? I thought when you refill it, it only goes like another year.
But it didn't even go a year. That was in September. Okay. We threw out the first ball. Or August was our 25th anniversary. So car has to go back in.
Yeah.
And you know what? Some dealerships, and I'm not going to use any names, some dealerships will get you in within a week. Like, if the minivan had a problem, within a week it was fixed. This, we had to schedule a month out. A month. A month with no AC. The last 3 days, Lee's been driving the car with no AC.
Mm-hmm.
First world problems happening.
515-244-1033. First World Friday, powered by Time Out in Ames. Retro Arcade Bar, karaoke, and incredible fun.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, where are you calling from?
West Des Moines.
Dan, what's your first world problem?
First, I'd like to preface it. Do you remember the guy back around December last year who got his master's degree in accounting?
From Drake?
Yes. My first world Friday problem. I have a master's degree in accounting, and I'm unemployed.
You know, they keep saying nobody wants to work, but here you are trying to get a job, trying to work.
Yes.
Are you applying for jobs with your master's degree?
Absolutely, yes.
What? All right, let's pretend we're doing a radio version of LinkedIn here.
Whoa.
What qualifications do you have? What kind of job are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for something either in accounting or auditing. Auditing in the accounting field can be separated into two fields. An external company audits a company, or a company audits itself internally to make sure that its processes are being followed with. This is for governmental or regulatory compliance.
Next time Lee is snoring, just listen to him talk about what he's looking for in a job, Wicket. It'll put you right to sleep.
This is not something I know anything about.
I'm so sorry.
But
there's actually an accountant joke. How does an accountant's wife want to get to sleep at night? The answer is she has her husband talk about his job.
Well, good luck, man. If anybody is looking for an accountant or an auditor, this is your guy. He's got a master's degree, got it back in the winter from Drake. It fell through.
And he's going to be rocking Laser in his office.
I would love to do that.
Well, thanks for keeping us updated, man, and good luck to you.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Later.
Thank you. We didn't talk about my first world problem yet, Wicket.
Are you looking for a job in accounting or auditing just like that guy?
No.
Okay.
I have so much prep work to do the chores that I actually want to do that I don't even want to do that. So, like, I'm going to be planting some really nice smelling lilac trees and bushes. They're arriving. It's going to be fantastic.
I can just feel my allergies. I'm not coming around your house.
But before that happens, I have to do I have to get rid of the grass. I have to move stuff. I have to paint the fence. Like, there's many things happening.
Oh my.
Before
Lord.
That can happen, the list of prep is getting. That's why I can't get to the tattoo convention tonight until like 8 o'clock.
You have a boyfriend and neighbors who have kids. This could all get done in one afternoon.
They have already been enlisted, Wicket.
It's an entire army. It takes a village to redo all of your landscaping.
Here's the funniest part. So I texted my neighbor because one of the sides of the fence faces his house. I don't see it. I don't care. And I said, hey, we're going to paint the fence white. Do you like that idea? Because I can paint your side of the fence any color. Leave it like it is. What would you like? And they're like, that is so sweet. Do whatever you want. If Marcus needs to borrow some tools for when he paints your fence, let us know. And it was so funny because it was like, I'm like, I'm painting the fence.
No. Marcus is painting the fence. Marcus is going to be painting the fence. Not you.
Thank you, Marcus.
Marcus is painting the fence.
He's wonderful. I love him. He doesn't have to paint the fence. I would love him anyway, but
he's going to
appreciate it.
Taylor writes on the Laser Facebook page, first world problem. I'm going to be selling my current house and looking for another one at the same time. Those are adult problems. Those are very first world problems. Taylor, I hope you have a realtor.
Well, I hope you're not looking for a house in Dyersville because there are like no houses in Dyersville right now.
Taylor, call our friend Annie. Heather and I have the same mutual real estate agent. Her name is Annie. She is awesome. She is a killer. She got us a roof. Annie, she will go to battle for you, all right?
And like we pay Annie.
Yeah.
Like Annie gets commission from us.
Right.
She's not paying us to say this.
No.
Annie is the best real estate agent that I have ever encountered. I love her. If you want information on her, DM either at Heather Lee MD or at Mike Wicket, 2 T's, whoever you like better.
It's worth it.
Because we have the same one.
It's worth it, yeah.
She's awesome.
She is.
Laser, who's this?
Lily.
Lily, what's your first World Friday problem?
This morning we went to go get bagels because it's Bagel Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then I walk in, get the bag, come out. They didn't get a single thing right on there.
Not one thing right on the bagel order?
We asked for 2 plain bagels. One Asiago bagel and a chocolate chip cookie. They gave us 1 plain one, then 2 Asiagos, and then a chocolate chip bagel.
What is this world coming to? Lily, good luck surviving this sign of the apocalypse.
Thank you.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Henry.
Henry, where are you calling from?
From Newton.
What's your first world problem, Henry?
So my TV in my living room at night after the kids are in bed. I'm an even number kind of guy, and 6 is too loud. 5 is just right, and 4 is too quiet.
For the volume? But you won't set it at 5 because you're an even number guy?
I won't, because my OCD, I won't set it at 5. it's a real problem. It's a real problem.
So last time you called, we were talking about
Heather,
kids.
Yeah, I remember your name.
Well, thank you. last time you called, we were talking about kids and saving teeth and hair and all that stuff. So if you're an even number guy, do you only have 1 wife? And how does that make you feel?
Wow. You know, I never gave much thought to it, but in case she listens, I'm very happy with 1.
Right, good answer, right. Henry.
Well, I mean, 1 wife has 2 of some important body parts, so.
That's true.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
Okay, I was going to say, like, you know, if you had an even number of kids, you either have to get another one or get rid of one, you know, so. Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. I got 4 kids, a wife, and 3 animals, so that's even.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, okay. All right, that makes sense.
So there we go. But it's a real problem. I will not. I'll sit there, like, 2 feet from the TV with it on 4 in a lawn chair just to hear it.
Not 3 feet from the TV. Not 1 foot from the TV.
Exactly. Not 5. Nope.
Henry, thank you, man.
All right, yep, no problem. Love you.
You too, bud. Good luck. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
It's Annie.
Annie, where are you at?
I'm in Pella.
Annie, what's your first world problem?
I am missing opening day of middle of the map because I couldn't get today off.
Oh, are you going tomorrow?
I am going tomorrow. Nate and I, we actually won passes from you guys. Mm-hmm. So we are going tomorrow. All day.
You can't go today, but you can go tomorrow, but you want to go today is very first worldy.
Yes, because I love going to opening day. It's always the best.
I've never been, so what makes opening day the best versus tomorrow or Sunday?
You know, everybody's a little bit fresher. You know, sometimes it's not as crowded because, you know, it's a Friday.
It's the exact opposite of opening day for baseball season, because if you go somewhere for opening day for baseball season, everybody is wasted drunk. But I don't think that's the case at middle of the map.
No, and especially since it's like a Friday night, you're not going to get a lot of the kids.
Oh, yeah. That's one reason I'm going tonight. Are you getting anything done?
Not planned, but we'll see. Mostly I'm going to be seeing if I can find somebody to do a big cover-up on this massive hit piece I got when I was like 19.
You mean you made bad choices when you were 19?
Absolutely. That's why I said yesterday, stupid hurt.
Yes, that was a good one. 515-244-1033. Your first World Friday problems. What says Facebook would get?
Here's a question from Shane.
Okay.
I got the pre-approval letter. Should I move forward and buy a house and deal with the pressures of being a homeowner and everything that goes with it, or put it off for another year? Because once you get that pre-approval, if you don't use it quick, you got to wait another year before your, you know, it doesn't ding all your scores and everything like that. Man, my dishwasher issues, my this issue, my water spout issue I just had 2 days ago, and my nanny couldn't turn the water off on the outside, so we had to shut the main water off. There's a lot. Shane, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of stuff that goes wrong when you buy a house. So,
I'm very excited about my next place that doesn't include a yard.
You're done with yards?
I'm going to thoroughly enjoy it for the years that I'm in this house. But when Marcus and I build our loft, I'm going to be very excited about that.
You and Marcus are building a loft, huh?
Eventually. Right. It's part of the... I told you about this.
This is the long-term plan?
Of course.
Lena writes...
You have kids. I want a loft.
Lena writes, my lab got bored, heard your Labrador Retriever, and destroyed the soundbar remote. It was utter chaos, not knowing what to do. So we went without it until a replacement remote was bought. All the while, I could just manually turn the sound up and down on the soundbar or control the whole thing with my Roku remote. Chaos! Inside Lena's house. 515-244-1033. What are your first world problems? Facebook and Twitter as well. At Laser1033.
515-244-1033. Stop complaining. First World Friday, where we complain about stuff that doesn't really matter. Because, you know, America. 515-244-1033.
Powered by Timeout in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Alex.
Alex, where are you at?
I'm in Des Moines.
Alex, what's your first world problem today?
I might have to work overtime this weekend for $46 an hour.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. What do you do for a normal rate of $23 an hour?
So my normal rate of 30, it's like 30 bucks an hour, okay. Almost 31 bucks an hour. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
Oh,
so
gosh. Kids, listen to this. You don't have to go to a four-year, go to a trade school and start making 30 bucks an hour.
I didn't even go to school at all.
See? Boom! I'm not going to recommend that, but...
No, I don't recommend that, finish high school, kids.
Yes.
You don't got to go to college to make good money.
No, you don't have to. You can. It's definitely
a
thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, I didn't, but it's definitely a thing. And, well, I don't make good money. I don't make 30 bucks. Do I make 30 bucks?
No, you do not.
I do not make 30 bucks. So are you certain you have to work overtime this weekend, or you might?
Probably a little bit on Saturday. I don't know if we'll have to work Sunday yet.
What kind of heavy equipment?
Bulldozers, skid loaders, excavators.
Yes, that's exactly what I need right now because I'm going to be shoveling to plant trees.
Are you hiring him to come?
I wish.
Take care of your backyard? Clear your backyard?
I wish I was. No, we're going to be sweating it. I'm going to be so thin on Monday.
You should have started 2 days ago when it was 92 degrees.
Well, yeah, the other day I was out in the heat and I came home and I was 6 pounds lighter than I was when I left.
I did that yesterday, man. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
It's been gross.
Dude, thanks for the call. Good luck. And enjoy the $46 an hour you're going to be making.
Oh, it's tragic.
Later, man.
Yeah, have a great day. Love you guys.
You too. Love you.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby, where are you calling from?
Ames.
Bobby, what's your first world problem?
These damn gas prices.
That's a real world problem, though. I mean, granted, our gas prices are comparatively lower than everywhere else in the world, but they're still so high.
I just got a rental, and I'm not used to having to pay for gas. I own an EV.
Oh, that's a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, I'm used to spending $2 to get about 90 miles of driving compared to now it's like, 50, 60 bucks to fill this rental car.
I just went and got the minivan filled up. I bought a piece of pizza, a soda, and a bag of chips. And it was $80. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's why I'm glad I have a Sam's Club.
Good luck to you, brother.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Laser, good morning. Who's this? Chucky, what's your first world problem, bro?
I'm trying to figure out how to spend all this damn money.
I mean,
it's terrible. I don't know if I want to go to Vegas or Catfish Casino or both, or how do I spend it?
You can always Venmo $1,000 to me or Heather, and that'd be great. And then
I would, but Heather has to get married to me.
Well, for $1 million, done.
$1 million?
Marcus has been sitting on his ass for almost a year.
Hey, we're going to sit on our asses for a lot longer, right?
Chucky, you rock, man. Good luck finding ways to spend that money. Later,
God
man.
God bless you. Bye.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Emma.
Emma, where are you calling from?
Johnston.
Emma, what is your first world problem?
I was gifted tickets to the Iowa Menace game tomorrow, the soccer team, and my youngest is 2, so he doesn't need the ticket for him. So I'm going to waste the ticket if I can't find somebody to go with us.
Anybody want to go to a soccer match with Emma and her 2-year-old? I mean, going anywhere with anyone in a 2-year-old is kind of a nightmare, but Emma, you sound great.
Yes, I'd like to think I am.
I mean, is this the Emma that I met out at the Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh?
Yes.
I can attest that Emma is great.
Are you single, Emma?
I am.
Who wants to go to a soccer match with hot Emma and her 2-year-old? Saturday, is that the game?
Yes, Saturday at 7.
All right.
And being completely honest, there's also a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Okay.
Okay,
we're going to screen for you.
The game just got changed. Now there's 3 kids going to the soccer match.
I have met Emma. Hashtag worth it.
Okay. All right.
So you DM us. We're going to screen you for Emma.
All right. Well, I got the stamp of approval from Heather.
Well, I mean, I'm not a magician, so we're going to see what we can do. But at Heather Lee MD, at Mike Wicket, 2 T's. I mean, maybe I'm missing an opportunity here, though, Wicket. We just talked to Chucky, who has $1 million trying to figure out fun ways to spend it, offered matrimony. Then we have Emma. Who has 3 children. They're probably expensive.
But I can attest to that. And mine are very young. Maybe we should hook Chucky up with Emma. Chucky's retired. He's a millionaire and wants to spend his money.
Mm-hmm.
Emma is single and needs money.
I don't know if she needs money,
but
if you didn't have, if you had, I don't have kids, but I imagine you tell me, Wicket, that when you have kids, you have people asking you for things all the time.
Mine don't know to ask for things that cost money yet, but yeah.
So
yeah.
We could eliminate that and just say, kids, here, go take the money and have a nice life.
Oh, no, don't kick your kids out.
Here's a credit card.
You don't kick your... No.
Amex Black.
You don't do that
to
your kids. You could invest it. You can put it towards college if you want.
You have a nanny.
Right, we can pay...
Get three nannies.
The nanny deserves a raise.
Well, I guess 4 nannies because 3 shifts plus the... Holidays, yeah.
Holiday nanny. Teach you how to invest dollars in kids. It's a little different than, I mean, it could work, but Chucky, Emma, put them together.
Maybe.
Let's do it.
I mean.
Over on the Laser Facebook page, AJ's first world problem. I've got 2 cars, but neither one of them have AC.
Huh.
I mean, the worst is behind us for now until summer actually gets. We had fake summer 1, and we're back into somewhat normal spring 2, which we had for a little bit before fake summer. And then Don says, I'm slowly going broke. I got a 3% raise, but inflation is over 8%, so I'm losing money.
You conveniently didn't read one of my favorites.
What's that?
Ronnie's first world problem is that Wicket drinks White Claw.
That's on there?
It's problematic for him that you drink White Claw. Not sure why.
It must have been filtered out. I just bought a new fresh 12-pack for the weekend yesterday. Can't wait. Can't wait till the kids go to bed tonight.
See, Wicket drinks White Claw. I try to balance the world with the confluence.
Oh, I'm very balanced.
515-244-1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Hi, Mackenzie.
There you go.
Oh, damn. My bad. I'll be over here if you guys need me.
What's your first world problem?
My son just turned 7 on Wednesday.
All right. Happy birthday.
and mom may have dropped the ball and forgot to plan a birthday party.
Oh, not good.
He is mad at me.
Take him to Middle of the Map Tattoo. Take him to the convention at Ivy Hall. Get him his first ink. He's 7.
Believe me, if I could, he would absolutely be down for that.
Serious question, Wicket. Can't minors get tattoos with parents' permission? Or
I think so.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
Sure.
Laser, who's this?
Trent,
what's your first world problem, man?
Can't decide whether to tear down the pool that came with our house, buy a new one, or to fix it.
An above ground pool, what's the issue?
It came with the house when we bought it. The hoses are bad. It probably needs a new pump. Don't know if it'll be easier just to tear it down and buy a brand new one or to fix it. I've never had one before.
I think the easier thing is tear down and rebuild. I think the cheaper, more affordable thing is to replace the pump and hoses.
Yeah, either one of them are affordable.
Nah, I get it.
Well, you could just...
We're not here to solve, remember that. We don't solve.
I know.
We just listen to the complaints.
It's definitely a first world problem, though. I have to worry about whether or not I want to fix the 24-foot pool that I got for free.
I know.
That's great.
Oh, what says Facebook Wicket? First World Friday problems.
Julie's mad at you.
Me? Why?
Her first world problem is that Heather can't be at the tattoo convention until 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, sorry, Julie.
Yep, she says she's going to be there, but...
But not till... Not earlier.
She's going to be there earlier.
I see.
So, you're Julie's first world problem today. And Amanda writes, my internet is still out and a tech can't come out until May 31st. Needless to say, the kids and I are struggling. You're going to go another 18 days without internet.
Curtis just DM'd.
What's up, Curtis?
An answer to my question. And his profile picture looks shockingly like your 3 children, by the way. I was almost like, is this Wicket's fake profile?
Am I getting Finsted?
No, just very similar humans here. No, minors cannot get a tattoo with parents' permission in Iowa.
Is that right?
Apparently. Well, we got to figure out where to go, because I feel like it's not that big of a deal.
Well, I mean, you're putting a needle and permanent ink into a kid's...
Well, you can order a tattoo kit on Amazon, and if you...
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. If it's illegal, we don't want it to happen.
But is it illegal for a kid to order a tattoo kit on Amazon and tattoo themselves?
Generally, kids don't have access to Amazon or a...
Kids order from Amazon all the time. You just go up to the Alexa. Hey, Alexa.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to have security things set on that, and the Alexa's not supposed to, you know, just do it. Actually, my oldest, Britton, she's just been yesterday enunciated for the first time to tell Alexa to stop playing music.
I mean, kids have credit cards and cell phones.
No, they don't. Kids, 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 12, no, they don't have credit cards and cell phones. You might be given a phone by mom and dad.
We were joking about Mackenzie's 7-year-old, but...
That kid does not have a cell phone or...
But minors are anyone under 18, and that just seems funny that like a 17-year-old couldn't go with their parents to get a tattoo.
It does. In Wisconsin, a minor can drink at a bar with their parents. So if like a 14-year-old wants to have a beer at a bar in Wisconsin, as long as the bar is cool with it, mom and dad are cool with it, the 14-year-old can have a beer in a bar, which is really strange to me, but Wisconsin's the drunkest state in the union. But I don't know if there's a rule. Apparently, there is a rule that you can't get a tattoo. Like, a 16-year-old can't get a tattoo?
Yeah, that's what parents' permission. That's what I'm just weirded out by. You can get your ears pierced with parents' permission.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm surprised.
Like, if you're 17 years old, you can't get a tattoo. I mean, I don't have any tattoos, but that just seems strange to me.
I know. We put the stick-on tattoo on you last year. I ordered it from Inkbox.
That's about as hardcore as I get.
It was fun.
515-244-1033. Give us your first world problems on Facebook and Twitter as well, at Laser1033. More DMing?
Yes.
We'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Heather. Do you know why the lobsters don't mate for life?
No.
Because the men are shellfish lovers.
Wicket.
I'm not a cross-dressing male.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.